Critics of the rejection say outgoing Interior Secretary Dirk Kempthorne has a track record of opposing off-reservation casinos. Project spokesman Joe Hunt says Kempthorne basically changed the application process and standards to hurt the casino project's chances.
He created a new way of interpreting the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act that basically said, and this is really what makes the tribes most angry, is if a tribe has a casino application more than 40 miles from a reservation and tribal members work at that property, that in spite of revenue and improvements, that could have a detrimental effect on reservation life.
Hunt says the Bad River and St. Croix bands are challenging the Interior Department standards in a U.S. District Court in Washington. The Menominee Tribe is also challenging the rejection of its Kenosha Casino project in court. Meanwhile, U.S. Representative Tammy Baldwin says she'll address the matter with the Obama administration and Kempthorne's likely successor, Ken Salazar, on behalf of the tribes.
They have followed every letter of the law. They have gone through a painstaking, long-term application process and environmental review, and I believe that the federal government owes them a fair shake.
Project spokesman Joe Hunt isn't sure how long the legal battle may run, but says the new Interior Secretary could resolve the casino matter quickly with an executive order, nullifying Kempthorne's changes. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.